What now for cost savings at RTE after staff overwhelmingly rejected proposals for cuts to their pay and conditions? Staff voted by 87% to reject the graduated pay cuts that were proposed for a two-year period. The trade union group at the broadcaster said after the ballot result, the clear message to management is that these proposals are now off the table. Laura Slattery is the Irish Times media columnist. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, these cuts to pay and conditions, they're a central part or were a central part of RTE's cost-saving strategy. But this is a great big no, 87%. Do we know some of the reasons underpinning this rejection?
Yes, I mean, I think there's a feeling that the pay cuts to staff, which kicked in on to staff earning 40,000 or more, that perhaps they weren't fair. There was a lack of fairness involved, and maybe they weren't necessary from some perspectives. I think there's also maybe a sort of an atmosphere of low morale between the workforce and management, and a sense that management could have done more to find savings elsewhere. So, as you said, the trade union group, the 87% voted against the proposals, which also included cuts to allowances and other conditions for a two-year period. And now they're saying that's off the table, pay cuts are off the table. But I think the feeling is that management are going to want to go back to the table and try and maybe come up with a new set of proposals, because otherwise, well, as Ed... As Director General D. Forbes said, it might end up at an industrial relations tribunal.
So that could be the next step. But what is the financial position at the broadcaster that led to RTE drawing up this three-year strategy, of which the pay cuts are part?
Yes, I mean, RTE has recorded a sort of a string of deficits over the past decade. And, you know, it's run up some debts. And unfortunately, it's sort of revenues have collapsed over the past decade, and although its operating costs have fallen too, they haven't fallen as fast as the revenues. So it's in a bit of a tricky position. And in late 2019, RTE agreed with the government that it would implement a 60 million cost reduction program over the next 3 years. And as its strategy that the management came up with was that 8 million of that would come from staff costs, pay cuts and other reductions. And, you know, it's very difficult from management's point of view to avoid looking at personnel costs, because personnel costs are kind of half the total cost base. So from their point of view, it's understandable that they would want to look to staff for some cuts. But from staff's point of view, you know, there hasn't been a pay rise in 13 years. And there's a feeling, I guess, that perhaps senior management and senior people within RTE should bear more of the brunt.
Just briefly, Laura, does this put other elements of the strategy in doubt now? There's a voluntary redundancy scheme to shed something like 60 jobs.
I mean, I suspect that will go ahead, but what I suppose more alarming from RTE's point of view is where do they find those savings? There's a suggestion that there was a surplus made last year, but that's because of certain costs that weren't there on programming side of things like Euro 2020 and the Olympics and commissions from the independent sector, and all of those costs come back into play this year. So it's very hard to see where else they can find the savings, but. As I said, it's a bit of a tricky situation, and it is sort of a delicate one. And I think, this story isn't over.
All right. Laura Slattery of the Irish Times, thank you.